It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into tonight's misadventure in a minute. But first, let's listen to this.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Well, Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
Mr. McGee's next-door neighbor, young Lester Nelson, applied for a job with the big publicity firm of Frisbee and Company yesterday. What Nelson knows about publicity is nothing, so Mr. McGee quietly undertook to help him get the job, with the following unexpected results.
Come on, Molly, get that apron off, will you? It's almost 3 o'clock.
Well, I...
That Mr. Frisbee's going to be here any minute. You're supposed to look like my secretary, Molly Driscoll, not like a housewife.
This is undoubtedly the...
Oh, by the way, I didn't tell him we were married, so when he gets here, act like you don't know me.
What?
As well as you do, I mean.
I'm not sure how well I know you at this point. Telling that man you were Lester Nelson's boss. Flash McGee of the Wide Awake Publicity Company. Of all the ridiculous...
Well, see, Molly, Les hasn't had any experience for that publicity job he's trying for. He works at the airplane plant. Riveting.
I know all that.
So if he's going to get the job, he needs a good reference. And I figured if I called this Frisbee and said Les worked for me these last 5 years in my great publicity office...
What do you know about the publicity business?
Don't worry, I'll get by. Now, let me see. My desk is all messed up good, so I look busy.
McGee, This old thing...
Got 3 fountain pens and 2 cigars in my pocket. One for me and a good one for Frisbee, which I figure Les will pay me for when this is all settled and I tell him how I got the job for him.
Let's call this off, McGee. I can't pretend that...
No, don't be nervous, kiddo. You'll do fine. We want to help Les get a good job, don't we?
Yes, but isn't there some other way...
Oh, don't forget now. Call me either Mr. McGee or Flash now. Don't slip up and call me Dearie or Sweetheart. You're supposed to be my secretary.
Yes, dearie. Oh, dear.
Now, that's important, Molly.
I know, Flash, but...
I want this guy to pay attention to what I'm telling him about Les. If you call me sweetheart or dearie, he'll just sit there and leer and poke me in the ribs with his elbow. He won't hear a word I'm saying. Now, that's him. Go ahead now. Let the gentleman in. Miss Driscoll, answer the door.
I can't go through with this, Flash. I mean, sweetheart, I'd like to help, but this whole thing is just ridiculous. I can't pretend...
Hey, Molly, come back here. Miss Driscoll... Poor kid. Lost her nerve at the last minute. Well, I guess it's up to me to get her out of this mess. Coming! It's a good thing she's got a nervy guy like me around to take care of... Ah, oh, good afternoon, GF. Have a cigar, old man.
Thanks, FM. Don't mind if I do.
Teeny, it's you.
Sure. I know it ain't much, but that's all there is. Well, don't just stand there. You got a match?
Give me back that cigar, and don't bend it. That cost 50 cents, that cigar did. Now, look, Teeny, I'm expecting a very important business associate, and we have some business to discuss. Any minute now, so scram.
Oh, I see.
Good.
Another woman, huh?
What?
I know all about that new little girl with the braces on her teeth that just moved on the block. You like her better than me, and all that stuff about you having to work late at the office is just sham. Bitter sham. It's true, isn't it? Look at me, Harold.
Harold?
Have all these glorious years we've known each other from Pablum to Tricycle meant nothing to you?
Oh, sure.
Those wonderful, gay, carefree years? Have they all gone... Foot?
Foot?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. You went to the movies yesterday and saw that picture, Foot. Look, Judy, take a holiday, will you? I got no time to play games now. I'm in trouble. I'm trying to help Lester Nelson get a job with a big publicity firm, and now the big gun is on his way over here to check up, and a man's life is in danger. Mine. So if you stick around and mess up the works, I'm dead.
I saw that, too.
What?
Dragnet.
All
right, Freddy. Drop that gun.
Molly! Oh, Molly, would you come here a minute and bring a hairbrush? I'd like to remove a little girl that's getting in my hair. I got trouble enough with that.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. A stitch in time saves nine. Well, it's an old adage, but certainly a true one. And wise motorists will bear its significance in mind this weekend. The National Safety Council warns that the extra holiday, together with the other traffic accident hazards of the season, haste, carelessness, and over-celebrating, will result in an unusually high number of accidents and fatalities during the New Year weekend. But it's possible for us to prevent this unnecessary destruction and loss of life. It can be prevented if motorists simply use common sense. If you must drive, don't drink at that office New Year's party. In fact, don't drink at all, no matter the occasion, if you must drive. If you're driving at night, keep your windshield clear. Don't allow it to fog up. Cut down your normal driving speed through the holidays. And when using the freeways, don't crowd the car ahead. Make sure you have plenty of braking space in front of you. It's a season of joy and goodwill. Don't let an accident spoil it for you and your family.
Well, I took care of the teeny problem for you, McGee. She and six cookies just left hand in hand.
Just in time, too, because here comes some guy up the walk that's just got to be Frisbee. Look at that cashmere overcoat and that diamond stick pin, will you?
Oh, my. He is distinguished looking.
Wow.
I'll let him in.
And you got your courage back, Miss Driscoll?
I guess so, Flash. But I'm not guaranteeing.
Hey, wait a minute before you let him in. Wait till I answer the phone.
The phone? That was the door chime.
Yeah, I know, but all busy publicity guys spend the day on the phone. I'm just going to pretend. Okay, let him in.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mr. Frisbee to see Flash McGee.
Oh, yes. Won't you come in, sir?
Thank you, Miss Driscoll.
Miss Driscoll, how did you know my...
Mr. McGee mentioned you in our phone conversation. Had nothing but praise for your work, I might add. Said you've been more than satisfactory all these years you worked for him.
Oh, he did, huh? I mean, let me have your hat and cashmere overcoat. Mr. McGee is
in the... That's right, Harrison. On the front page of every newspaper in the country. That's right. Lester Nelson handled that account.
Is that the Lester Nelson who applied for a job with my firm yesterday?
Just a minute, Harrison. Oh, is that you, Frisbee? Come on in. Come in. Well, it's good to see you. Miss Driscoll, would you complete this phone call for me? That's Harrison on the phone. He won't give up. Still trying to get Nelson to quit the publicity game and take a job on the board of directors of AT&T.
American Telephone and Telegraph?
Is that what that stands for? I never did pay any attention to that sort of thing. Much too busy in the publicity game. You talk to him, Miss Driscoll. Tell him the usual.
Yes, Flash. I'll handle it.
A very efficient girl.
Yes, quite. Be lost without her.
Hello, Mr. Madison. I'm sorry.
Morrison. His name is Morrison.
I thought you said Harrison.
Oh, yeah. I always get them three guys confused. Harrison. It's Harrison, Tootsie. Miss Driscoll.
Oh, you sly dog, you.
Ah. Oh, you've got sharp elbows, Fred. Now, about Mr. Nelson. I hate to lose him, Frisbee. He's a good man.
So I heard you telling Harrison when I came in. Got a client's name on the front page, did he?
All over the country. For 3 weeks running. The man's a genius at publicity, Frisbee. Look, did you ever hear of Senator Flockbeeler? Raymond J. Flockbeeler?
No, I never did.
Nelson handled that campaign. Flockbeeler owed a lot of money when he went to Washington. Didn't want his creditors to know where he was. Hired Nelson to keep his name out of the papers.
I see what you mean, yes.
So the guy's been in the Senate 8 years and nobody knows he's there. Pretty shrewd, huh?
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Been keeping Nelson very busy with our Washington accounts this fall, election and all, you know. Doing a great job on it, too. Got more publicity with McCarthy's elbow alone than most guys could get with a whole senator.
This Nelson sounds like a good man. I don't quite see why you want to lose him.
I don't. It's breaking my heart. The boy's been like a son to me, Frizz. But we're rather a small office here.
Oh, yes. To be truthful, I've never heard of you.
From the East.
Oh.
And since you're a much bigger office, well, I don't feel I should stand in Les's way.
A very generous attitude.
I'm like that. Yes, sir. You can't go wrong hiring this boy, Frisbee. He's a human dynamo. You've heard of Texas. Well, sir, the campaign Nelson put on got Texas' name in every newspaper and magazine in the... So that's the story, Doc. Yeah, I poured it on good, and Frisbee soaked it all up. And the job's in the bag. No, Les don't know I had anything to do with it, Doc. I want him to think he got the job on his own merit. So don't mention it to him, you hear? Yeah, it's almost dinner time. I ought to be hearing from Les by now because... Uh-oh. Hey, there he is at the door right now, Doc. I gotta hang up. Bye.
Come in.
Oh, hi, Les. Come in, boy.
Hi, Mr. McGee, Miss McGee.
Good news, huh? You got the job. The job with Frisbee, huh?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, dear.
You didn't get it? My gosh, and I was so sure.
So was I, but, well, it's kind of a funny thing. Mr. Frisbee said he had a long talk with my employer this afternoon.
Sure.
And the man told him what a wonderful job I'm doing and how valuable I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said my boss seemed like such a knucklehead that Mr. Frisbee figured he'd starve to death if I left him, so he just didn't have the heart to steal me.
What?
He hired somebody else. Isn't that swell?
Swell? What's swell about it?
Well, I didn't realize how valuable I was out there at the plant, so I just went in there to that boss of mine and demanded a big fat raise, and I got it.
You did? Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Well, there you are, Molly. I told you everything would work out perfect, didn't I? It's all in knowing how to handle things.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Yes, mild, fragrant Dial gets you so clean you never worry about odor at all. That's why folks change to Dial faster than they ever did to any other soap. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until it comes up against skin bacteria. They cause the odor, and ordinary soaps can't get rid of them effectively. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. It clings to your skin, continuously protecting you, for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts. Why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Well, thank you very much for calling anyway. I appreciate that. Bye.
Who was that on the phone?
The man who was here this afternoon, Mr. Frisbee.
What?
Said he was very impressed with my efficiency and insists I leave this dying office and come to work for a real live wire at twice the salary.
What? Why, that dirty chiseling nook.
By the way, how much do I get here? Let me see. I think it's about 3 hugs, 1 pat on the head, and 2 kisses a week, isn't it?
I'll double it.
Triple it, and you got yourself a deal.
Shake. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Robert Easton as Les Nelson and Parley Bear as Mr. Frisbee. This is John Wall saying good night and inviting you back with us again tomorrow night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.